This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I was flipping through the Charleston, South Carolina Post and Courier newspaper this morning. All right, that's not true. I saw the article on Twitter. But the paper reports that Volvo, which has a huge plant in Berkeley County, South Carolina, is thinking about moving production of some of its cars to China because of the president's trade war. And BMW, which has an even more huge plant in Spartanburg County that we visited a year or so ago, says that retaliatory Chinese tariffs are going to cost it $347 million this year and more than a half a billion annually to come. We know a guy in Spartanburg, met him when we were down there. David Britt is a county councilman in Spartanburg County, also one of the people who convinced BMW to open a factory there in the first place. Ms. Britt, it's good to talk to you again, sir.
Good to talk to you too, Kai.
So listen, this isn't exactly fair, but I'm going to play you back to yourself from the last time you and I spoke. We got you on the phone and I said, how are you worrying about these tariffs? What are you thinking? And here's what you said.
This action could have devastating effects across the board, and it could actually kill these great opportunities that we're having right now.
So here we are a number of months later. It looks like it's kind of coming true.
I'm prophetic. That's exactly right. Unfortunately, I wish I were wrong, but what is happening is, you know, the tariffs that the president's imposing is putting the foot on the throat of growth that we've had not only in Spartanburg, but in South Carolina, and I see it going across the country as well.
You're the guy, well, one of the guys anyway, who helped bring that original BMW plant to Spartanburg. How do you feel now that you see all this going on?
It's putting everything that we've worked for 26 years in jeopardy. We said it, you know, I've said it in Washington, and thanks to you, Kai, in your Marketplace show, that's the reason Senator Orrin Hatch invited me to come and testify.
Yep.
He listened to your show. That's where he heard me, and
I
asked him, how did you find me? And they said, we heard you on Marketplace with Kai. But, yeah, this is the most serious thing that we have going in the United States.
Can you feel it around town?
All I have to do is walk down the street. I thought people would be a little upset with me, especially being in such a red state.
Yeah.
And I'm a Republican. I mean,
yep.
I voted for Trump 2 years ago. I thought some folks would say, David, what's going on? But the people in Spartanburg and South Carolina are saying, thank you for going to Washington. What else do we need to do? You know, we've never won a trade war. I mean, I've studied this a lot since, you know, you and I first started talking about this. I mean, since the 1850s, we do not win trade wars. We never have. And the people who actually lose in this whole process are the American citizens, whether you're in Spartanburg, South Carolina, or in the United States. It's not China. They're not paying anything in tariffs. It's a United States citizen. Look at me, what I'm wearing. Oh, you can't see me since you're on the radio. But
so
I'm wearing a Seiko watch made in Japan. I'm wearing a shirt that was made in India. My suit was made in Egypt. My shoes were made in Italy. I'm a walking billboard for international trade.
Do you suppose, sir, that there's an end in sight? I mean, the president doesn't look like he's backing down. The Chinese certainly aren't.
All those countries that are doing business in here in Spartanburg, I've made friends with a lot of those folks. I've been in every deal other than Michelin in 1978 when they first came. These countries and these partners that we've developed here in Spartanburg, they're worried about what's happening. I am hoping and praying that the president will come to a different opinion about the tariffs. These relationships I talked about that we build here in Spartanburg and South Carolina, they're done with a handshake, not a hammer.
David Britt sits on the Spartanburg County Council down in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Ms. Britt, thanks a lot for your time, sir. I really appreciate it.
Kai, thank you.